friend Sally says she knows you got a funny point of view. Says you got away with murder, maybe one time, maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise? I don't think we'd rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you, I'll desert you. I am Jackie down the line. Said this Sally about a future before you bought off her as well. If all you want is entertainment, if you can't have it, you'll make hell. Don't make no one for you to be told, yeah. Don't make no one for you to be told, yeah. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you, I'll desert you. I am Jackie down the line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you, I'll debase you. I am Jackie down the line. So come on down to Sally's boneyard. See her spirit in decline. See the handsome mourners crying. They hark to beating heart for a sturdy spine, yeah. What good is happiness to me if I've to wield it carefully? For care I'll always come up short. It's only right I don't. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you, I'll desert you. I'm one jacking of a line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will take up all your time. I will chew you, I'll go through you. I am Jackie down the line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you, I'll debase you.
FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merle, the boss of Medium. That's right, we got a spectacular show. I'm here till 8 p.m. Woo! Get excited! We've got a playlist of Duke Ellington. Oh, you're going to want to stick around to hear about the supernatural experience we're having with the vinyl in the WMFO collection with our angelic vinyl pull. I know, it's so over your head. I know. A lot of this stuff is like, what is she talking about? I will explain it all, but stay tuned for a guided meditation at 6:11. Woo! And then we have our special guest, Tashi.
Hey. It's the radio voice.
It's the radio voice. Since she's been having so much fun here, I was like, yeah, let's do this again.
I just happened to be in her area again around the same time during her
she's
show.
She's basically stalking me, but that's okay.
I mean, I warned you, so.
It's like, it's, you know, it's like when those people have like what's it called? Like Johnny Carson or something, or like, I don't know, I Love Lucy, and then they have somebody, or like Kenny Powers, and then they come on the show as a guest, but then it was like, oh my God, that was such a hit, the ratings went up, yeah. That's like, we can pretend that's what's happening.
The phones are ringing off the hook.
Let's pretend that's what's happening.
Okay, cool, cool, okay. Let's do it.
Okay, cool. All right, stay tuned.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly, and the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Testing one, two, and we are really testing one, two, and we are here. Just getting ready for some technicals. We're good though. It's here. The connection's here because it's supposed to be here, and spirit is here, and we are. They're coming. The frequencies are so coming. So just get wherever you are at. Just get nice and cozy. You know, just get real nice and cozy. Like, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Just get nice and settled. You don't have to be in a meditative position. But if you want to, you can. You could be driving. If you're in traffic, this is perfect, actually. If you are cleaning, walking outside, anything, basically, you could be doing anything, just as long as you're receptive to it, it works. So we're just going to take some nice deep inhales. Exhale and inhale. Exhale and inhale. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do except to be here. Oh, what's this? See, we always have backup. Like meditations that I created myself for when things don't function. So proud of it. I did this. Anyway. So let's take a nice deep inhale and exhale. I love how Tashi has her notebook out because she's in school. School is in session as we are all in school. I'm in school. We're in school. I actually had a dream that I was going somewhere. Oh my God, it's all deja vu. I had a dream last night that I was traveling somewhere and I was like, well, it's right next to my school. So of course I'm going. And I don't know what that meant, but I just said, well, of course I'm going. It's right next to my school. So, oh, is your mic even up? Okay. So anyway, let's begin. So right now, envision yourself in this moment, just everything is okay. Imagine what it's like for everything to be okay. When you are in a place, in a state, can you think of a time where everything is just okay? Nothing is too much. Nothing is too little. Nothing is way down. Nothing is too high. You're in a neutral place of just like being. Those are the places where we begin to connect. You see, those are the places where our DNA travels throughout the energy from the past, the present, and the future. And it becomes here in the now, and it's called the present. The present moment is here for us, and the present moment is here to serve us. Because the present moment, that is where everything happens. That is where everything manifests. Every moment and where we are, and every day we take accountability for what we've created. And so let's come into consciousness with that to understand what it means to be accountable for what we create in this world. And when we do this, we start with the intention to clear. Why don't we start with this intention to clear and cleanse right now? You can feel your angels and you can see your angels coming in to assist and help you. They could be archangels. They could be ascended angels. They could be angels you don't know, or they could be all your loved ones. They could be angels you've never seen before. But let's invite the highest and the purest to come in to help clear us and guide us to pure cleansing, so we can be open and receptive to everything that we need to know, and we can without a doubt feel with our intuition and know a true knowing. Breathing in, breathing out into this place. Where we feel good. We feel calm and relaxed. Our light is so big. Our light is unstoppable right now. In the presence, we are being healed right now. Think of areas in your life, areas that need healing, emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, anything that you could that comes to mind that needs healing. Or you could just ask what needs healing and you can see it, or spirit will guide you to a place in your body or guide you to a place, a situation. We put an intention to heal this so we can move forward. We're putting an intention to heal because sometimes we have blocks that we don't even know that are there, invisible blocks that are connected and rooted with what's inside of us that we need healing with, we need assistance with. So hold on to your seatbelts because you may see exactly what is, and we're opening up ourselves. We come in here with an intention to heal right now because we want better. We ask and we manifest for these things, but at the end of every time we say, I ask for this or something better. That's end of where it says, or something better. That is the piece where you don't see what others see inside of you. Those are the pieces where you cannot see how great your power is and what you're capable of and what you deserve. Sometimes we can only see a limited version of what we deserve because of the world we live in. So we ask, I ask for this greatest healing and whatever wants to come into my life or something better. The angelic energy comes into place, the angelic guidance comes into place, and we're here. Come into mind, spirit brings me the vision of a beautiful lotus flower. Beautiful white lotus flower inside of you that blossoms and blooms right now, and it reflects purity, it reflects cleansing, reflects clean cleanliness inside of you. So whatever it is that you saw that needs healing, it's on its way and it's in its works. And that flower that we're seeing, it's activating healing and the clearing and the cleansing. So we can see with clear lenses. We can see exactly what it is that we want and decide with purity. We remove anything that is not pure right now in this moment so we can have perfect manifesting. Breathing in and exhaling out. Inhale. And as the angels come to us right now in this moment, as the angels are here with us right now, guiding us, bringing us to perfect health, perfect wealth, and restoring us, we come back here and we understand that we are taken care of. We understand our lightness. We understand the playfulness that we are supposed to have. We understand our inherited nature is joy. Our inherited nature is laughter and being in that high vibration. So we get to come to this place after we clear and we cleanse. And spirit is here with us. Spirit is here to take care of us. Spirit is here to walk us through the hallways of heaven and to dodge us away from the illusion of suffering. They are here to show us the truth of your paradise on earth. Are you going to walk in the truth of your paradise? Are you going to shift paradigms into the reality that life is good and that you can have whatever you want and you can feel good at every moment and you can have the luxurious life, the the wealthy life of that is meant and rooted in spirituality. Or you can walk into the realms of hell. It is your choice, but we decide every day. Bonk, 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 and so you are just listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tabs Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of Medium. Please stay tuned. We have a great, wonderful show. We've got great boppin' music. I said boppin'. That's right, boppin'. Hey, daddy-o. Boppin', you like it? Are you like, can you imagine yourself like on the stairs, like outside of the porch on like New York streets in the 1920s, and you're like, skit, skat, skit.
Do you remember when there was a certain period of my life when you would give me readings and there was a daddy-o around me? I was wearing daddy-o energy.
You definitely, yeah, you have that a lot. No wonder you're here. No wonder Duke Ellington started coming in all around you. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have that in a past life. It's a strong energy of your musical background.
Interesting, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's strong. So, speaking of, let's get to it. I can't wait. I'm going to do a vinyl pull today and see if there's any link between the vinyls. Last time there was a... Oh, yeah! So, just if you're joining, I forgot to mention this. What happened was we had two vinyls. See, every vinyl that we pull, it's literally connected to the last one. Like, this is crazy. It's like a, it's, so you know how I'd like to call this like a game spirit plays with us to actually help and enhance our psychic abilities and our intuitive abilities to help us understand and discern signs. This is a game they're giving us. This is a game we're playing. This right here, we're literally having class. We're literally being entertained. We're literally listening to music. We're literally getting healed. We're literally just doing this is what the Paranormal Playground sounds like. We're literally inventing and being innovators. I know. I need my help. I do. So, it's like I'm trying to still follow along. It's amazing. I'm channeling all this, but I'm like, wait, EX equals MC squared. And it's like doing equations.
Square.
I feel like I'm doing equations on the board, which I probably am, spiritually. So anyways, we had the Duke Ellington. That had a bunch of different spiritual messages, and then the vinyl that I pulled out, Sunny Fortune. And guess what? Fortune. So that was a message. The word fortune was a message. The album was called Awakening. Not only was the album called Awakening, we opened it up for Duke and Cannon was one of the songs. And so what are the odds you're going to pull that after we played Duke Ellington last time? So he made it known. He wanted his spirit here. He wanted his music being played. He wanted us to channel his energy. He wanted us to channel the music, and I cannot wait. It always comes to the surface at the end of the show why we did this, why he wanted to talk, what's going on with him, what he wants to say, all of these things. So it's exciting, and you know what else I did? I pulled a doo-wop song, and I was like, oh, this song's called Love. I didn't see who the artist was immediately. So after I put the song on, I look at who the artist, because I have to type it in. Guess what the band is called? The Fortunes.
Ah, so we really need to pay attention to creating our fortune and understanding what does that mean to each and every single one of us. Because we all have our own idea of what fortune means. Like, you could take it to, you know, the basic definition of rich and wealth. But fortune can mean different things to all of us. You know, it's very fortunate to have a very talented sister so that I can be on the radio and experience something that not everyone can, you know, experience in their everyday life. And that's very fortunate for me, right?
Oh, so wonderful.
I think we're getting there, Duke. I think we're following.
We're following, Duke. Thank you. What else did they... I feel like there was more to it. Oh, yeah. And I wanted to mention, so I had a couple of dreams. And so Spirit likes to... When I'm getting music in my dreams, that's when I know I'm very connected and receptive. That's definitely a sign, because they're like, well, we're not going to give you this if you're not paying attention. So, you know. I heard Benny's voice in my head.
The daddy-o.
He's totally that. So anyways, I had a dream. Spirit was like, you need to go fix your string for your banjo. They want me on my banjo. And they showed again, we need you playing guitar. So twice they showed me that it is very important this week that I play guitar. So I don't know if anybody's resonating with this. This is for you too. Like, I mean, this is the thing. I get these messages, but you have to understand, I get these messages because I believe it immediately. I have no problem receiving it. But if you are resonating with it, it is for you. The only reason why, you know, I'm picking up on this and they're coming to me. And then it's like, okay, when you hear that, because this happens a lot. I'll say something online, or I'll post something, or I'll tell someone, or say something on the radio, and I say, I got this, but they'll say, well, I resonate with that too. Like, right. When I listened to what you said, that was happening to me.
Absolutely.
And I was like, well, that, it's for you. Yeah. This is for, like, you know.
Nothing is an accident. Everything is divinely orchestrated.
Yes.
You have no idea. Immaculate timing.
Exactly. So, if you're resonating with this, please, please utilize it. Utilize that.
Play that guitar.
Play it. Guitar.
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 Welcome to Boston.
Welcome to Boston. We know how to hit the stage.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, let's get to some music because I'm excited. It's a jazz day and I'm going to try to play some like banjo inspired stuff too. Mm. Some good stuff. So
we're going to be dancing in here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stronger than that.
Wow. I love when things just don't work. Anyway.
Because they do work in a different way. Yeah.
Okay. Here. Okay, really? Sometimes I forget when I'm on here with Tashi. It gets like inner of...
Throughing?
It's inner throughing. Like we do things like we would imagine. Like, what if people really saw us in public? And then I realize we're doing what we would do secretly in secret. And then it comes to the surface. Like, this is what we do in secret. And we're kind of like... What is the word?
Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah. But it's like special needs. Like, we're really special needs. Like, we're not... I'm not even trying to be offensive. Like, I...
It's what happens when you have two adults that... forget that they're adults. They just have forgotten the adulthood for what? Since how long ago? But it's fun. And I think we like the fun, and I think we like the joy, and we like the dancing, and we like the jokes and the laughing.
I mean, why would we want to be a full sweat adult? Why do you have to be
so serious about...
Like, why would...
What are you serious about?
Why? I couldn't do that.
No, I have a question for all of you. Good. What are you serious about? What are you taking so seriously? Really think about it.
Are you really that important? It's like that. It's like you have to think about it. Are you really that important to take that seriously? To take the world so seriously?
I mean, if you're cruising in your car and you're listening to us, you have some spare time. You got some easy listening to do. That means life is probably okay. Are you breathing? Ooh, that's nice. That's nice. Is your heart beating? Oh my God, if you can hear us, your heart's probably beating. So, what are you so serious about? Is a car in front of you not doing what they're supposed to be doing? That's pretty serious.
Babe!
They're not crossing the street fast enough.
Like, especially here in Boston. Wow. That's like enough to make someone suicidal.
And traffic. Especially, like, are they looking at you and caring about what you look like and what you're doing with your life and if you're proving yourself enough?
Oh my God.
Like, really, guys, come on. It's not that serious.
So, speaking of things being light, we did our vinyl pull. And this guy's name is Bill Davidson. So, the majority of the vinyl behind me is jazz. So, I mean, once in a while, I can go out there and pull something that is non-jazz, just so, you know, you get the mix up. But for some reason, they all have these things that are related. Anyways. It's called The Individualism of Wild Bill Davidson. And immediately it spoke to me when it said the individualism.
Yeah.
That word always connects me back to thinking of things that are esoteric and spiritual, because what do you do when you're on your spiritual journey? You're unfolding to become more yourself. You're unfolding, you know, I don't look at individualism as like this 3D, as this 3D thing. I look at it more as the concept of the individual expression of God. So it's like we're all one. We're all pieces. We're all connected as one God, but we're all individual expressions of God. So anytime I see the word individual or individualism or that concept, that's what it reminds me of. And that's what we're here to do. We're not, you know, there is no separation with individualism. It's just this whole one big energy that is an different expressions, then that will never be the same and will never be like another, and you will never be like anything else.
Yeah.
There will never be another you.
You know what's in style?
What?
You.
Yeah, that's in style.
Hey guys, you know what's in style?
Yo.
You.
And I actually, when I saw, so this is actually, there's a whole Dixieland theme to this, and I love, anyone who knows me, I knows I love to the center of my core Dixieland jazz. So, there was a song here that I just played called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, and immediately that spoke to me. I knew exactly what this meant. It means visioning. It means when you're in, like, if you know how to get yourself out of a negative situation, the fastest way is to basically vision envision something that you want, and it literally gets you there. It's literally putting you into another place. I want to go into this more into, you know, more when we get to the readings, more when we get to the vinyl readings, but there is a lot coming in and there's a lot of messages, and it really has to do, last time the message, you know, it was about dancing, but they are really trying to, I don't know if we're listening, because Duke Ellington, when the music was playing, it was so high, the vibration was so high, and immediately I started moving and I was like, I need to dance. So I feel like Spirit will continue to push their message until we actually get it. That's why they connect with the last vinyl. So this is what I'm starting to understand about how they're showing us to play these games with exercising our intuitive faculties and our intuitive gifts, is that when we don't listen, they're gonna keep pushing the same message. They're gonna keep saying, they're gonna keep putting in your face, you're asking for what you need to do, but why are you in your 3D world not making sense of it just because it doesn't make sense? Your job is to trust us. Your job is to trust the guidance.
That's all you need to do.
And so sometimes we're hesitant to trust the guidance because, I don't know, should I? Is that really going to help? And it's like,
yeah,
dumb.
I had a really good conversation with someone the other day, Divine Masculine, and he was just like, you know, I need these external things so that my logical mind doesn't drive me crazy. Because when I get to, you know, do the puff puff, or I am in front of TV, or I'm just, you know, zoning out, the kids call it rot.
What is it called?
Rotting. I just want to rot.
Ew.
I know. It helped him to become relieved of his overthinking. And what I want to say to that is, you know, if it is overthinking, and it is the logical mind that's telling you you need to do A, B, and C, and it's making you feel bad or shameful for not fulfilling a mission or not completing a task or not doing enough or not being productive enough, how can you balance that out and become more into what Mariah is saying, the trust? How can you fall into the trust? And why does it feel bad when we tell ourselves, no, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm actually going to just trust that I don't need this external thing to become balanced. How do we balance ourselves, Mariah? You want to speak on that?
So I wasn't listening.
How do we balance ourselves? No, yeah. Balancing ourselves out of overthinking and out of being pressured into thinking logistically, reasoning, rational.
You just do it. You just, so you're saying, how do you balance yourself and get out of, like, you need something external? That's what I'm talking about. Dream your troubles, wrap your troubles in dreams. That's exactly what that means. It means, well, what do you want right now that you could get and it doesn't involve anything outside of yourself? Think about what you can get that is fulfilling, that does not involve anything outside of yourself. If you can think about that and you can do it, that's how you get yourself out of that.
Interesting.
And you put, that's exactly what it is. So, okay, you're asking for an example.
Yeah.
Okay, say you're used to, you know, anything that's external, whether it's substances, whether it's money, whether it's going out, whether it's calling up this friend, whether it has involved any other energies outside of yourself, and you're trying to get, what are you trying to fulfill? Some kind of feeling, are you saying?
Yeah, I guess that's the question.
So,
what are you avoiding?
Okay.
Are you trying to fill a void? Are you trying to avoid something?
So that's what you do. So what does it take? It takes being alone first.
Mm.
It takes, what else can it take? Going into meditation.
Because
sometimes, I swear, I will legit be on the verge of a panic attack, and then all I needed to do is meditate.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel so much better.
A lot of people don't know how to meditate, or they think there's one way of meditating, but meditating is just the trust. It is, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Alice Bailey, but an ancient white occultist woman, she actually professed that, you know, if you follow gurus that tell you that meditation is about your breath work, be very careful of this. Breath has a lot to do with, breath can slow you down, breath can physiologically change your internal rhythms. But what meditation is, or true meditation is focus. It's a focus on that which is beneficial to you at that time, that is going to feed your soul at that time. And it could be dancing, and it could be singing, and it, or it could be swimming. It could be reading. It could be sitting and talking with a friend, you know, just something that is, and you know, I dare say this, but you know, what I'm getting is it is the focus of the heart, people. It is the focus of the heart. We all are able to have our heartstrings pulled in our own individualistic ways, right? We all love differently. We all love different things. What do you love? So in order to get out of your reasoning, your rational, your this should be this should be that, I should be this, I should be that, go into your heart and feel. How's that?
No, absolutely. And I'm glad you touched upon that and like really going in. And that's why I love having you here, because you really, you take it to another level, another, yeah, of what you know and your perception and your experience, and you go in and it's like, yes, that is definitely needed. We need to express that as well. And the whole point of the visioning, wrap yourself in dreams. What do you need to do to get something that's not outside of yourself? That goes into individualism. You ever wonder, there are some people who on this planet, you just see them, you just, they're unforgettable. They walk into a room, they have this light, they're unforgettable people. And you keep thinking, and you'll always remember them, yeah, because they stuck out so much, because they were individual.
They were themselves.
What do you think they do? They probably have their own kind of practice. They spend a lot of time, they're comfortable with themselves. They like themselves. Mm. They enjoy their own company. They have a validation with themselves. They have an interaction with themselves that is on a level of being able to communicate in their own way, whether they believe in spirit or not, whatever, it doesn't matter what they believe in. They have their own type of connection with the unseen.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't have to be the same thing. It doesn't even have to be in the category of spirituality, but it's all relevant. It's all connected. And so, but that's the whole point of the term of the individuality connected with this. Wrap your troubles in dreams. You're in a situation where you're just externally attached to the outside world. Wrap yourselves in dreams. Wrap yourself in yourself. Yeah. That's how you detach from the material world, is when you connect with yourself, the unique individual expression of God.
Yeah.
It gets you closer. It gets you closer and more connected with people than it gets you away.
Absolutely. It's, when you said that, it reminded me of the saying of, you're like, everyone's learning now, and this is old news. Like, your body, your spirit is not in your body. Your body is actually in your spirit. And that's what Mariah means around wrap yourself around your dreams. Wrap your body around your dreams. So that 3D energy of you wanting to look good, or you needing this money, or you needing the friendships, or you needing this job, how about you find yourself in this visualization of your highest potential, of what you feel like when you have those things, and be there in that moment in your heart. Or if you can't really get there and that's difficult for you, think about the thing that you love so much, the thing that you love doing, and wrap yourself, encompass yourself in that feeling, in that thought, in that emotion.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I love
it. Perfect.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Love it.
Love
rainbow
it.
Aligned. Okay, well, soon we're gonna go right into the shamanic drumming at 7:05. Let's get tidy with some more music. This song is actually called Body and Soul.